It'll be fine as it continues to heal. The more that it heals, the more I'll be able to use it.
JJ, when you look at the stakes of this game and everything, what do you expect from both teams in terms of how intense it'll be, what kind of game it's going to be?
I mean, I think it's going to be a very good football game. I mean, I think both teams are obviously very aware of what the situation is, and I think it's going to be a good game.
JJ, when you have seen T.J. Yates do so much for you guys in the past and what he's already done this year, how much confidence do you guys have in T.J. to lead you guys and, you know, just be that guy for you?
Yeah, he's done a great job. I mean, T.J.'s a pro. He came in here, obviously, on short notice in the Cincinnati game, having to come in. He's done a very good job. He's a guy who knows how to win. He's been here before, and he's very well equipped to take on the situation.
What is it about that building or is the team? It's been so tough to win there through the years. I know this is a totally different roster.
Yeah, so it's a new year.
Does it become a mental thing?
It's a new year. We're playing the 2015 Colts, not any other team, not any other year. So it's a that's the past, you know.
JJ, they ruled out Andrew Luck today. He's not going to play. It's going to be Matt Hasselbeck, according to Chuck Pagano. What do you think of Matt and kind of the competitor he is, and you guys played against him earlier this year?
Yeah, I think he's done a great job, obviously, playing for that team and doing well in replacing Luck. So you have to give a lot of credit to what he's been able to do this year.
In terms of when they do pay attention to you and they assign all those blockers, like you say, every week they do that, when other guys like Whitney and Jadavian, they take advantage of those one-on-one situations, how much does that mean to you guys as a defense? Because then it does actually pay off the attention that's paid to you.
Yeah, that's the goal. When somebody's going to do what they've been doing to me, you have to make them pay.
JJ, can you talk a little bit about what you've seen out of Merciless so far this year? You're having a really, really good year. Sack totals going up for him. What are you seeing from him out there?
He's playing well. He's doing a good job. He's taking advantage of the opportunities he gets. And he's making the most of them, so I think he's done a great job.
You talked about Hasselbeck a little bit. What do you think about a guy still playing and playing at a pretty hell of a 40 years old in the NFL?
It's very difficult to do. I know that. I'm 26 and it's difficult to do. So I can't imagine what it's like playing that age. I mean, on our team, obviously we have Shane Leckler, who is the greatest punter of all time. So he's doing it at an unbelievably high level. But quarterback's a different position in this league. And so for him to be able to do what he's doing, obviously he's a very smart guy. He's done a good job. And so, I mean, it's very difficult to do. But you have to respect those guys because you know how hard it is year in and year out to play in this league. And so to be able to stay in it for that long and be effective for that long, it's very impressive.
What kind of an advantage is it to have this tape on Hasselbeck as the Colts QB for the past few weeks compared to maybe just a little bit when you played him the first time?
We'll have some film to watch, so it's just they're a good football team, and so it's going to be an opportunity for us to go on the road, and you know, there's a lot on the line.